At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Back here at Darren Donick and Chase on this Friday. Karen Garigian with the Boston Herald. She's been all over this Brady stuff and the Patriots. Man, there's going to be, it's going to be a really active month. A lot of stuff is about to start, whether you can tag players, free agency. Business, as they say, is about to pick up. And Karen is on the line with us. Karen, how you doing?
Hey, good, Darren. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We've, as you can imagine, talked a lot about the situation up in your neck of the woods on what it means for the Titans. But let's just start with your reporting of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, which, by the way, Bill Belichick has been in our area a lot here these days, down in Murfreesboro and in Nashville. But they, I guess, evidently met, and according to you, things didn't go well. What did you hear?
Well, it was basically a phone call. It was not a face-to-face meeting. And I'm just basically under the understanding that from Brady's side, it didn't go particularly well. Now, I'm sure Bill Belichick will probably think him basically playing up to who he is, which isn't a lot of fun, would probably think it went well from his side. But I know for certain from the Brady side, Brady didn't leave the phone call thinking he was jumping back to New England.
What do you think Brady is looking for at this stage in his career? What's his list of importance, in your opinion?
Well, I think he wants to be in a situation, first and foremost, where he has a chance to win another title. I mean, you know, someone like, you know, Tampa or whoever might throw a ton of money at him, but, you know, his window is short in closing, you know. He's looking at about two more years. He wants to hit 45 because he's been saying 45. So if he goes into a situation where it's going to take a while to get to that spot, he might not, you know, last that long. As it is, he's already defying logic and reason by how well he can perform at age 42 going on 43. So he doesn't want to walk in a rebuild. He doesn't want to walk in a situation where, you know, teams have to make a million moves to try and compete. I think he's looking for a team, whether it's the Patriots or somebody else, that's going to give him a good opportunity to win.
National people are weighing in on this. We've talked about it a bunch in this market. I know they're talking about it in your market. What would you assess the percentages at this point in your mind of him returning back to the Patriots? Is it more than 50%, less than 50%?
I'd say it's slightly under 50% at this point. But, of course, that can change. I think the Patriots might be counting on or banking on the fact that Brady doesn't have a big market, or isn't going to go to a lot of places or wouldn't want to go to a lot of places that might show interest, that his field is very narrow or his choices are very narrow. And he'll ultimately see that, again, his best option is coming back home, so to speak.
Karen Garigian is with us from the Boston Herald covering the New England Patriots. So, Karen, if the headline in the Boston Herald at some point is Brady leaves to go elsewhere, how do you think that would be received among the fan base? What percentage of the fan base would be ready or at least be rational enough to say the old Bill Belichick theory, it's better to let a guy go too early than too late?
Hmm. Well, I think there's I think it's a little mixed at this point because I think there's still a huge percentage of the fandom that believe that at the last minute or last hour or whatever, the 11th hour, something will happen, that either Robert Kraft will swoop in and things will change. And you know, it's almost like disbelief, you know, at this point. That he could actually be starting quarterback for another team. So I think there's a large segment that still thinks it's okay, it's going to work out. But when you have reports that have been going out recently, like the one I put out, that the initial conversation didn't go particularly well, I think now fans are nervous about Brady not being there. That being said, they don't know what, if he does go away, what the solution will be here. I mean, will they go with a second-year quarterback, Jarrett Stidham, who they really don't know much about, or do they go elsewhere? And who is the elsewhere? I mean, there's been talk about Andy Dalton. Now, do you think New England fans are going to prefer Andy Dalton over Tom Brady? No, not for a second.
Yeah.
Well, let's ask it this way, Karen. Do you think that the Patriots have any thought of, you know, if Brady goes elsewhere, it's just time to reset, rebuild? Or do you think they are full go, we believe we can win the Super Bowl again next year?
Well, I think it comes down to Bill Belichick. And I'm not sure even for him at his stage of his career, at age 68, I'm not sure if he would actually completely blow it up and completely rebuild. I think with the pieces that are in place and some that they would have to re-sign, I think that the defense is very good. It's just a matter of the offense and how, again, what you decide to do with the quarterback. So I think they will sort of rebuild in some aspect, try to get a little younger because they have the oldest roster on the planet. But as for him blowing it up totally, I cannot see that happening.
We're talking to Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald. So, you know, building off of that a little bit, let's say Brady does leave and, you know, Belichick coaches this year. How much longer could you see him actually doing this if he doesn't want to blow it up and doesn't want to necessarily go through a rebuild? Could he coach one more year and say, I'm out?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on. One, there's all, and I think it pertains to both Brady and Belichick. You know, how much of people think, if people think the Patriots' 6 Super Bowls and success was just because of Brady, well, Belichick would probably like to show them, hey, I can coach a little bit. I can still bring a team to a Super Bowl without Tom Brady. There might be a part of that, and also Belichick not wanting to rebuild, that he'll want to be as competitive without Tom Brady and kind of show people, hey, it wasn't just Tom Brady. The other thing is he is in sort of shouting distance of Don Shula for the all-time coaching win mark. And, you know, obviously he won't get it if he retires next year. But I think it's doable with a winning team for him to pass Shula within the next 4 or 5 seasons. So that could also be, could also maybe be in the back of his mind.
How much credence do you give to the whole relationship between Brady and Mike Vrabel, and obviously John Robinson's past with the Patriots, and that the Titans could end up being the destination for Tom?
Well, I think two things are at play for the Titans. One, if there's this undercurrent of interest with Brady, it might help drive the price for Ryan Tannehill down. Now, they've expressed wanting to re-sign him. I believe they've spoken to him, but I also hear he's trying to command top dollar. So this talk or rumors of the Titans moving on to Brady perhaps will help them in their negotiation with Tannehill. Flipping it in another direction, obviously Vrabel and Mike and Tom Brady are very tight. They're friends. You know, does Mike Vrabel and John Robinson see the difference getting over the Kansas City hurdle or making the next step to get to the Super Bowl at quarterback? Obviously, Brady knows how to get the job done. He's not what he was in his prime, but I think he's good enough still with a good supporting cast around him, and that means weapons on offense and a Derrick Henry running the football, that he might get a team like the Titans over the top. So I think Vrabel and John Robinson have to be weighing that.
Karen, we really appreciate the visit. Thanks so much for doing this, and it'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out.
I know. Can't wait, but we still have a little time to go.
A little bit longer. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Karen Garigian, her work can be found at Boston Herald, and you just heard it. What are the chances in your mind right now today of Tom Brady returning to the Patriots? Her answer, less than 50%.
Yep. Find that interesting. We were talking about it earlier.
Less than 50%.
I thought it was interesting she threw out Andy Dalton. But, I mean, wouldn't you have to think that one of the possible outcomes, if Brady leaves and goes to the Titans, that Tannehill would end up with the
Patriots?
Absolutely.
I've seen Tampa linked to Tannehill.
I think there are a lot of options.
It is going to be a musical chairs.
I've heard Mariota's name brought up with the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. By Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as a starter, but as a project.
But if you bring him in, if it's Mariota and Jared Stidham, that is called a competition. That's what that is going into.
Sure.
Yep. We'll come back, kick off the third hour with You Just Made the List with a Twist. That's next.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.